The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. We are quickly approaching the end of 2024, and if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities, so LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
So once you get the green light, what is that process like to just get rid of all of that, create the lots and stuff? Like, can you guys walk us through what that process is? Because for a lot of people, it's hard to, you drive by on the freeway, you drive by woods, mm-hmm. you don't think nothing of it, but obviously you got to have a vision to be able to see what that could become. Right. So I'm curious, like, what's that process from like trees and woods to land and so on?
Finding key subcontractors to be able to handle the task at hand, identifying the ones that can handle clearing 20 acres at one time or 5 acres or however you phase in your project, being able to put your schedule together with your different subcontractors to make it all plat and work together, the process is kind of each city, each area is different. Mm-hmm. So the process for Shreveport or the process for Keyville or Greenwood, they all had different pieces to the puzzle, but it's the same, if I could say it in so many words. But just finding really working with key subcontractors is important. Knowing not to hire your DNF contractors, but that's a whole nother story, whole nother episode, right.
So there's a multitude of subcontractors and professional services. There's a multitude of engineering and architecture. There's a, I won't say that it's complex because I don't want to discourage anyone, right? But developing is, it's not as simple as it may seem, but it's not difficult once you learn, but there's lots of upfront expenses. Engineering, architecture, like zoning changes, lawyers, fees. Just there's a lot to it and a lot of moving pieces and right. Beautiful thing. And so you even have like streets and drainage. It's a lot of things that come into play when you like developing a neighborhood. A lot of those things is like, it's like playing the orchestra. So me and Terrell talk about this all the time. So, mm-hmm. and I always joke with him, but I tell him, I say, Terrell, they play instruments, but me and you, we play the orchestra, And so it's playing an orchestra. It's exactly what it is. You have like dirt and bulldozers and heavy machinery working while you have engineers and architects on the left side working, you know, mm-hmm. and it all plays like music, you know? Yeah.
Right. And your in-house staff, our in-house staff is great, is incredible. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it by ourselves. You see us out front, but we got a staff of, you know, 10 plus people that's work full time for us in the office to make sure all the pieces of the puzzle is moving.
Yeah.
So really having your team on is key. You know, you can't do it. You can't come over here talking about developing. You don't have a full time accountant. You can't come talking about developing. You don't have the proper project managers. Right. You can't talk about developing if you ain't got your human resources intact, you know? And so having a full time team that's like to have your back. We always talk about we win the Super Bowl. You know, we all in this. Everybody's playing a position. Yep. So we could go win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's interior infrastructure. And then you have like outside people that you like you have to use. You have to collaborate with other institutions that that behave similar to your institution. Right. Mm-hmm. You also have the pressure of like using people who you wouldn't particularly choose to use, but you feel pressured and obligated, right? Mm-hmm. So we have this thing that we say, like, before we hire you, get to first base. Got to get to first base first, right? If we're going to give you a chance, you're going to come work for us or work with us, we need you to put some form of work in, you know? Mm-hmm. We need you to have, like, done something.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people want opportunity without putting in the work. You know, like, hey, give me the opportunity, but they haven't done the prerequisite to be ready for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, and we talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
So that's all a part of like making the trees being removed is that, hey, you're on first base. Yeah. You ready and you can handle this, but you have to see the prerequisite. You have to know. We have to know that, hey, you really want this. Like, this is what you do. Because you can get out there and use the wrong subcontractor.
Yeah.
And you end up worse than you end. Because believe it or not, while the tree's still standing, you're already $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 in before you even move a tree.
Wow.
You know, and so that's real important for us is that you be on first base. Now, if you're on second base, it's even better.
Yeah.
But right. Being on first base, you know, we love giving a lot of people opportunities. We big on that. Mm-hmm. We big on growing your brand. We big on helping and assisting. But all we ask you to do is be on first base first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Love it. So building a neighborhood, I know you mentioned like, obviously like, plumbing and all the things that engineering, et cetera, all the things that need to be part of. Is there anything else that like you're mandated to include in addition to like the houses and apartments? Do you have to have like stores there, a school? Like how does that part of it work? Or is it zoned to like other schools? Like how's that aspect?
So it depends on the particular development and its zoning requirements. Gotcha. So each development, each parcel of land has a particular zoning in most cities, right? Mm. And if you're going to do something outside of that zoning, then you'll have to change the zoning, mm-hmm. which is a process, right? Or either apply for a variance, but you're going to have to change the zoning if your project doesn't fit that criteria.
Gotcha.
Right? And so this is a timely process. So developing real estate is a timely process.
Yeah.
You know, you may be 24 months before you start moving anything, you know, and it's a significant amount of capital that's required, mm-hmm. and a significant amount of fortitude to like maneuver through all of the things that are going to happen. Yeah. And the goalposts will be moved. Anytime you're on something this significant, the goalposts will be moved. And if you cry about the goalposts being moved, that's less time you have strategizing to like actually like win, you know? Doesn't work like crying about the game doesn't work. It's just, it's a waste of energy. It's a waste of time, you know. The goalposts will be moved, I guarantee you, right? The criteria will change, I guarantee you. If you master something, the banking regulations are changed. That's going to happen to you, right? And if you cry about it, you're just crying with the rest of the people who cry, you know?
That's what separates you.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you've been working on this particular community, are there things that have changed? Like, has the goalposts moved, if you will, in any aspect so far?
Oh, yeah. We've seen it all, you know. we've went in and gotten these things done at the bank that I've seen, that I've done for other clients, and the bank will come in and say, oh, well, you got to have it like this. I'm like, I just did this for a client at the same bank for this, but for us, you got to do this. And so we constantly see the goalposts moving. We constantly see things changing once we get to the table. And we constantly have identified those things. But what makes us great is we overcome every obstacle. And every time I tell him, every time that we get to an obstacle, it's just another opportunity. You know, every obstacle is an opportunity. So, trust me, it moves. It's gonna move, but we not crying about it. We're gonna figure it out, and we're gonna move on to the next thing. You know, that's what makes us great.
Yeah. So there are times where I'll get a little bit more frustrated than Terrell when it comes to things, and so there are times where I'll get frustrated, and he'll say, "I love it." He say, "This is what being an entrepreneur is about."
Right.
And then I have to like rekey myself, like right then, and I have to think about it, and like, this is what being an entrepreneur is about, right? They don't give you anything. Nobody's gonna give you anything, you know. And you're gonna get punched. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you're going to develop real estate, whatever. It doesn't matter what. You're going to get punched. It's gonna happen, you know. Just part of the game. It is what it is, and like, are you going to be great or not, you know? Like, can you imagine what Toussaint and Dessalines had to like to free Haiti, to liberate Haiti from like the strongest forces in the world? Can you imagine what that was, what that took, right? Mm. And like, you don't have the right to complain. If you're going to be great, you got to be great. You know, take the punches like everybody else.
Right.
Yeah. Mentorship, just really cool. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult for us to find mentorship, right? Mm-hmm. It has been difficult for me to find mentorship over the years. And Dunn Peoples is my mentor, although I've never met Dunn Peoples, right? But I pretty much read every piece of literature that he wrote. Yeah, and I had to, go find literature. I had to go find things, and I had to be mentored by like all these people who wasn't easy. It's not easy. I had to like sit down and read. I had to like force through it, you know. So, I'm just gonna say that it's gonna be hard for you to find a mentor, right? And if you don't find one, you're gonna have to create one, and that may be a series. You may stack up a pile of books up, you know, and that's your mentor. Yeah, you know? So just want to get that in, you know.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue, and be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.